श्री रमण गीता ऑफ बीवी नरसिम्ह स्वामी पार्ट 6 कंटिन्यूड फ्रॉम द मार्च एप्रिल इश्यू. व्हाइल बीवी नरसिम्ह स्वामी वॉज रिजाइडिंग इन श्री रमणाश्रमम अराउंड द ईयर 1930, ही टुक अप द प्रोजेक्ट ऑफ रिकास्टिंग गणपति मुनीस श्री रमण गीता इन इट्स ओरिजिनल कॉन्वर्सेशनल फॉर्म. फॉर ए फुल इंट्रोडक्शन टू दिस रिसेंटली डिस्कवर्ड मैनुस्क्रिप्ट सी द जुलाई ऑगस्ट 2009 इश्यू of the Maharishi newsletter. In the present issue, we reproduce Chapter 7 along with its footnotes titled Self-Inquiry, Competence and Constituents, which is the same title used in Sri Ramana Gita published by Sri Ramanashramam. Because of this chapter's length, its conclusion will be printed in our next issue. Self-Inquiry, Competence and Constituents, Chapter 7. Among the disciples of Sri Ramana Maharishi was the local fund overseer K. Vaidyanath Iyer, son of Krishna Iyer, belonging to Bharadwaja Gotra, who had served in Trivannamalai in 1914. He came back in 1917 for a short rest. At that time, he wished to elicit Maharishi's views on certain matters of practical interest for the guidance of himself and other disciples, mainly relating to orthodox members of the Hindu community and partly on matters of ultimate and wider interest. K.V. Revered Sir, may I know 1. What Atmavichara is? 2. What benefit one derives from it, and 3. Whether the same benefit may not be obtained otherwise, that is, without such vichara. Maharishi, what are you doing now? You are asking questions, that is, you are entering on a vichara or inquiry. So, vichara is clear enough to you. But your question is, and you wish to know, about Atma Vichara, that is, the inquiry about Atma, the Self. The term inquiry being clear to you from your own questioning, you wish to know then what Atma or the Self is. You are yourself inquiring about the Self in you, or putting the same idea in the first person, you are asking, what is myself? What is the inquiry about myself? This is that inquiry, the inquiry now being made. This is just what happens. The Maharishi explained more fully to others, commenting on his stanza in Ulladhu Narpadu, reality in 40 verses. 37. The contention, dualism during practice, non-dualism on attainment is also not true. While one is anxiously searching, as well as when one has found oneself, who else is one but the tenth man himself? You are really yourself, the self all the while, yet you do not realize it. Just like a group of 10 men who set out on a journey and crossed a river and then counted their number after crossing, each man counted the group, omitting to count himself. They all found, to their horror, that they numbered only 9. Yet they could not make out if anyone had been washed away by the river. They took the help of a kind an intelligent passerby, who learnt of their mental distress at their fancied loss of the 10th man of their group. The wise friend counted them afresh, giving each a stroke as they filed before him. As he struck the 10th man, the group was happily surprised to discover their 10th man was not missing. Where was the 10th man all the while that they bemoaned his loss? He was there, the very person that loudly lamented the loss of himself. It is just so with you. You say, what is this self of myself? Please discover it for me by an inquiry into the self, Atmavichara. Well, you are that very self that you seek. All that you have to do is to not lament and create a fuss over matters external to you, but to look at yourself, to realize yourself, the self. You are, I repeat, the self. You are that which you set out to seek. Your inquiry begins and ends with yourself, the self. At first, you begin in apparent darkness. You end in realization, in light. This is Jnana Vichara. This is also termed Jnana Vimarsa or Jnana. You see, Jnana Vichara is feeling your way up to your fount and source, the realization at each step of what you are. People often misuse that phrase. If someone is found to be reading the Vedas, Sastras, or Kaivalya Navanitam, or some other similar book, they say they are doing Atmavichara. It is no such thing. Mere study of Sastras, mere book lore is not Atmavichara. One can and often does go through numerous books, a whole library perhaps, and yet comes out without the faintest realization of what he is. His memory may be crammed with apt quotations from scriptures describing Brahman, or he may even know about the insufficiency of scripture study for realization. Example, this Atman is not to be attained by mere recitation of the Vedas, or by keenness of intellect, or by extensive hearing of scripture. Only to him whom it chooses will Atman disclose its own self. This mere learning, Panditya, is not the same as realization and often proves of no service to its possessor. Why? In some cases, it even renders a disservice. Egotism develops with study, and whether pride, darpa, and egotism, ahankara, are developed by real learning, panditiyam, or by superficial study makes little difference, for they both prove serious obstacles to progress. The Maharishi later contrasted the difference between the pandit and the illiterate in his Ulladu Narpadu Anubandham to the disadvantage of the latter. Thus, 34, for men of little understanding, wife, children, and such others comprise the family. Know that for the learned, in their mind itself, there is the family of countless books as an obstacle to yoga. 35. What avails all the learning of those who do not seek to wipe out the letters from the book of life? Footnotes 1. Literally, the knowing of letters by those, by inquiring, whence is the birth of us who know the letters? They have verily acquired the status of a gramophone. What else are they? Tell me, O Arunachala. Footnote 2. According to the Hindu conception, to which the original text makes an implicit reference, the script of destiny is on one's forehead. Wipe out the letters, therefore, means transcend the destiny of karma. 36. It is verily those not learned that are saved, rather than those for whom, in spite of all their learning, the ego has not subsided it. For the unlearned are saved from the unrelenting grip of the devil of self-infatuation, they are saved from the malady of a myriad whirling thoughts and words. They are saved from the travail of running after wealth. Know that it is not from one indeed, but from many an ill that they are saved. This ahankara, egoism, or sense of a separate self in one's self has to be wrecked and sunk to the bottom of the bottomless ocean. How? Seek its root and then you root it out. Inquire into the origin of this separate seeming entity and it proves unreal. It has no reality except as part and parcel of the unity of the real. As a result of your inquiry, the seeming or only apparent I, Atmabhasa, is dissolved, Lina, like the salt doll. A salt doll made of salt was originally the salt of the ocean. If immersed in the waters of the ocean, it disappears, and what remains is the water alone. Numerous other illustrations are given of this truth in the scriptures. For example, the individuality of the river water exists only so long as it flows on the river bed. But when you trace its origin or its destination, the identity disappears and you have only water or the ocean as the remaining truth. Similarly, drops of honey retain their separate individuality only when they are on the tree or flower from which they are gathered. The individuality of the honey is not discernible in time or space, in the bee's hive or in the vendor's hands. Similarly, taking the human ahankara, ego, with the body idea, the same ego has passed through numerous bodies of various insects, reptiles, quadrupeds, and other human forms before attaching itself to the present particular human body. Ultimately, all these forms get transformed into the matter of the universe. So says Uddhalaka Aruni to his son Swetaketu in the Chandogya Upanishad after each of his 9 illustrations. Tattvamasi Swetaketu, you first thought of as a separate ego, or that the one Sat or Brahman. O Swetaketu, the ego is but an image of the Atman, Brahman. What remains, therefore, when the I, the separate ego, is thus dissolved? The pure Atman present in all, everywhere. That is to be realized. Wide Chandogya Upanishad 62, Prapatatha, Kanda 8, 9, 10, etc. Your next query is, what use is Atmavichara? No rational being acts without a purpose and an object. Everything he does or omits to do is to secure happiness and avoid pain or sorrow. Now, you have put this question as to the purpose of Atmavichara. Why? The making of the inquiry by this very question gives you pleasure. The soul derives a pleasure in its very existence and in the exercise and resting of its faculties. The soul is conscious. Its nature is thought, learning facts of theories. Its nature is brought into play and it derives pleasure. Even the prospect of pleasure is pleasure, a sort of reflection. The reflection of the sun in the focus of a lens placed under solar rays exhibits the properties of light and heat from the sun. So, this image or reflection known as Jiva, this ego, is but the image of the great Brahman's Chaitanya locked up in a small focus of this human lens. It is naturally drawn by its affinity to its source and realizes supreme bliss in the act of realizing its nature, its identity with the one reality. By this very act, all its sorrows cease. Sarva klesa nivati. This is the fruit of Atmavichara. This is mentioned in the true philosophical sense, joy and pain, sukh, dukh, or the attributes of the buddhi, intellect, or the ahankara, ego. When by Atmavichara you realize you are not that sheath, what is the pleasure or pain for you? Your real nature transcends all such feelings as pleasure and pain. So, the benefit of your Atmavichara is tangible in the fact that you escape from all the ills and sorrows of life. What more can man desire? Continued in the July-August issue.